Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hi, guys, and welcome to a new episode of Couch Talks on You Need Therapy Podcast. My name is Kat. I am the host. And if you are unfamiliar with what Couch Talks is, it is the special bonus episode of You Need Therapy where I answer questions that you guys send to me. And you can send those to Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. Now, quick reminder before we get into today's question that although this podcast is hosted by a therapist and it's called You Need Therapy, it does not serve as a replacement or substitute for any actual mental health services. However, we always hope that it can help you in some way. So we usually do one question a week on Couch Talks and I always keep them anonymous. So if you are wanting to send something in, you can do that knowing that I'll never reveal who you are. I will just read what you send me. So keep that in mind when you are writing your emails, which some of you end up still giving me pretty detailed stories. And some of you, like today's listener, just give me kind of the bare bones, which is fine because I think those emails still give us space to have conversations about the themes that are inside of them. So let's get into today's email. Here it is. Hey, Kat, perfectionist people pleaser over here. I am writing to see if you can help me with some of the negative self-talk I can't seem to get out of my head more recently. In lieu of giving you my entire life story, I have realized through lots of therapy that a lot of my value and worth has been found in my performance and what I can create or produce. I'm now in my 40s and I'm exhausted, but I also can't seem to stop the cycle I'm in because I don't want to feel like I'm not good enough. If I have to choose between feeling worthy and valued or rested, I am definitely going to choose feeling worthy and valued. And yes, I'm talking still to my therapist about this, but I'm curious of what your thoughts are. If my performance is no longer what makes me valuable, what will be? So, like I said, not a lot of details in here, but we get the gist of it. And I think this is a theme that a lot of us are going to relate to in some way. Now, this is a loaded question, so loaded that I don't really know where to start. I also don't know if this is an answerable question, but I guess I'll start with figuring out and talking about what valuable and worthy even mean. I think there is so much space for this to mean different things depending on who you are. And I also think there is a difference with the context of which we're talking about these things. So being valuable as a human being and being valuable in a certain circumstance are two different things, in my opinion. And an easy way to describe that is, for example, I cannot dive. I can do a running front flip into a pool, but for whatever reason, I never learned how to dive. So that means when I was on the swim team when I was younger, I think I was on the swim team in elementary school. I must have quit before I got to middle school, but it could have been sixth grade. But that means when I was on the swim team, when I was, whether I was in elementary school or middle school, I would basically cannonball into the pool and then start swimming. So I can understand why I wouldn't really be a great asset to the swim team according to my swimming abilities. I was not the most valuable team member if the goals were, as a team, centered around winning and being competitive, because I couldn't do one of the most basic parts of swimming, which is probably why also backstroke was my favorite, because you got to jump in the pool and you didn't have to dive to start. But regardless, like, couldn't dive, wasn't the most valuable player, team member, swimmer. That was not going to be a award that I would be winning per my skills. Now, if the team's goals were about having fun, maybe I would have more to bring to the table and I would be more valuable in that circumstance, but that generally was not the goal on the swim team that I was on. And I think that we can apply that in different spaces. There are places where I have a lot more value to bring to that team, to bring to that environment, to bring to that circumstance. That is different than my value that is found in having human life, being a human life. And that goes along the lines with how I've talked about on here before. I don't think we need to belong everywhere, right? I think that we can try to fit in everywhere, but we don't necessarily belong everywhere, and that's okay. Just like, I don't think we need to be valuable in every situation or in every group. Like, it is okay. That does not mean that you as a human being have no value or have no worth or belong nowhere. And that's hard for a lot of people that have this black or white, all or nothing thinking. And it's also hard when we are told and taught that that isn't the case, that we shouldn't feel that way. And I think a lot of that is done accidentally. Regardless, it's still not helpful. So that idea is not what we're talking about when we're looking at our inherent worthiness. This is something that we actually can't measure. And I think that is a problem for a lot of people, because we as humans really like things to be measurable and we like things to be easily defined. And this just is, it's just not that. That's not what this is. And it's why this comes up over and over and over and over again in the therapy world, is because, again, we like things to be definable and measurable. We like to have SMART goals. And we tend also to ask the same questions over and over and over again until we get an answer that we actually like and feels like it makes sense to us and is satisfying to us. It's the same idea I'm thinking about as a kid asking your mom or dad, but why? But why? But why? But why? I feel like I got in one of those battles with one of my nieces the other day where they asked to do something and I said, oh, I'm not going to do that. But why? Because I don't want to. But why? Because blah, 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 blah. But why? Because, and then finally it's like, oh my gosh, because I said so. I think as humans, we're constantly trying to put puzzle pieces together, and we want to have a puzzle that has all the pieces, and we want the pieces to be really easy to fit together, and we want the picture that the puzzle makes to be really beautiful, and we just want it to work that way. And sometimes it doesn't work that way, and that's hard to sit with. I believe, and it doesn't have to be what anybody else believes, but I believe that there is just inherent worth in being a human being and having life. And we don't get to bargain or change this. It is a fixed thing that comes just with being born. And there's also a part of me that believes that this fight for worth and value is also a consequence, or maybe rather a symptom, of a society that thrives on hierarchies. And if we really do, or if we did believe that we're all created equal, this place would look very different. Now, someone else's opinion or idea of you or judgment of you, even your own idea or opinion and judgment of you, doesn't really change what actually is, which is you just get to have this fixed worth that we all get for having a life, for being a human being. And this only changes if you decide it does. This only changes if you co-sign whatever it is that different parts of the world or people in your life or a version of you decides. It only changes if you agree with that. And I honestly think that sometimes when we diminish our worth, it's because even when it feels bad to lower our worthiness, it still feels soothing in a sense to pretend that we have some kind of control over what our worth is. I see this over and over as more really a crisis of control and not a crisis of finding value and worth. Because when I let go of my hand in deciding how others see me, that's really scary. It's uncomfortable and it's borderline intolerable for a lot of us. Going back to this original question, I don't really know what's going to make you valuable if you aren't producing or performing or doing what you've been doing your whole life. I guess I also don't know if being valuable is really what you are needing to be. I'm curious what you are really looking for, what you're really searching for, and if it's something that you don't currently have, then my real question would be, are you willing to sit in discomfort to get it? I went to a training recently, and the instructor said that she no longer strives for above and beyond. Her goals are now below and within range. And when she said that, I felt like someone gave a big hug to my soul. We are allowed to be satisfied with whatever level of anything we decide. We're allowed to be that. Now, that doesn't mean everything around us is going to match up with that. I think that's a lot of the discomfort. I start to question myself when everybody isn't co-signing the things that I want them to co-sign. So then I start to co-sign their stuff. And what I have learned and what has been helpful for me, again, it doesn't have to be everybody else, is that if I am actually allowing myself to decide what fits for me, that also may mean that being my best is not synonymous with being the best. And that goes against some of the messages I was taught growing up. And sometimes that feels a little scary. And sometimes I start to question, like, am I the crazy one? And then I remember that's the part of me that wants to have my hand on the controller of everybody else's thoughts and beliefs and judgments of me. So that's my way of talking about this big, loaded, possibly unanswerable question. And I hope it brought up some thoughts in you that can be helpful and that you can bring back to the therapy that you're already doing and work through this stuff. It's tough stuff. Like I said, there's no encyclopedia or dictionary or, you know, Wikipedia to tell us the answer of this stuff, which would be really convenient. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. If you guys have thoughts, feelings, feedback, what have you, you can send that to Catherine@YouNeedTherapyPodcast.com. You can follow me at Kat.Defada and the podcast at You Need Therapy Podcast on Instagram. And I will be back with you guys on Monday for a new episode. Until then, I hope you have the day you need to have.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.